Hey, and welcome to Saturate with your host, gospel singer, and Bible teacher, Chris Norman. Saturate is a program where we study to show ourselves approved, not ashamed, and rightly dividing the word of truth. So grab your Bible and study along with us as we dig deeper in order to expose a lot of erroneous preconceived ideas about God's word. As we prepare to study, let's pray. Father, thank you for making your word available to us, and thanks for the Holy Spirit's anointing to discern what we read today. In Jesus' name, amen. And now, here's your host, Chris Norman.
Hello and welcome to Saturate today, folks. We're so glad to have you. I want to say thank you to everyone out there that prays for this program. That's very, very, very important. And I thank you that you pray for me, Chris Norman, and my family. I have a wife, lots of children, and lots of grandchildren, which is a lot of targets that Satan would try to use to try to get me. If he could get me, I'm the head of the program, and if he could take me out, then of course the program would be gone. Well, look, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. I just wanted to let you know, if you run out of things to pray for, you pray for me, and you pray for this program, and we certainly appreciate it. Let's open our Bible today to Matthew chapter 15. Now, I'll give you a little setting, so we don't read it all. This is where some Pharisees had come to Jesus, and they were trying to, get him all upset by saying that the disciples were breaking traditions by not washing their hands before they eat. Oh, my goodness. I got grandkids that won't wash up either. And verse 10 says, "And Jesus called the crowd to him and said, 'Listen and understand. A man is not defiled by what enters in his mouth, but what comes out of it.'" If you go to verse 17, then it continues to say, "But do you not yet realize that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and is eliminated? But the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart, and these things defile a man." Verse 19, "For out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, and slander. These are what defile a man, but eating with unwashed hands does not defile him." Let's do this song. We'll come back and talk about it. It's called "Don't Take for Granted." You are granted a brand new life.
A new life.
And I just love that steel guitar player. Better every time I hear it. All right, we got a lot to read today, so let's move on. I'm just going to make reference to these scriptures, and you look them up as you can. Okay, we're going to move along. We talked about Jesus was saying that what went in their mouth didn't defile them. It was what came out of their mouth. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 11. 11:1 says, "Now faith is the certainty of things hoped for, the proof of things not seen." And if you look at verse 3, it says, "By faith we understand that the world has been created by the word of God, so that what is seen has not been made out of things which are visible." Now, let me just tell you right there. So many people will tell you, and you even hear songs written about it, God created everything out of nothing. That is not true. God did not create anything out of nothing. Now, I'm not saying he couldn't have. I believe he's all powerful. He could have created everything out of nothing if he wanted to, but he didn't. And the Bible doesn't tell us he did. It says, "By faith we understand the world's been created by the word of God, so that what you see was not created out of things that do appear or things that are visible." Well, those are words. That's what it said. It said words. Words are not visible, but they are things, believe it or not. You just thought it was hot air, didn't you? Well, some people listen to a lot of hot air. But they're powerful words, and God wants us to understand that what's coming out of our mouth is important, and it makes a difference in our lives. It makes a difference in the look. Let's go to James chapter 3. James chapter 3, verse 1, "My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body." I keep saying whole body because I want you to know it matters. Listen, verse 4, "Behold, also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm," that means rudder, "whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth." You've heard old Smokey the Bear say that. Only you. And you see him flick that match. Only takes a spark to set a forest fire. And that's what he's talking about, your tongue. So verse 6 says, "And the tongue," see, here it goes, "and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defiles the whole body." I'm sorry. "And sets on fire the course," that wheel. One version says the wheel. This one says the course. It sets on fire things around you, people, places, and things that you exist in. Your wheel of existence is literally being, if you're letting curses come out of your mouth, you're cursing people and places and things around you. It says the course of nature. And it, talking about the tongue, it is set on fire of hell. So there you go. That's where it's all coming from, folks. Satan is trying his best to get you to open up your God-given mouth and speak a bunch of junk in this world. They'll be keep reading before I get to preaching. Verse 7, "For every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God and even the Father, and therewith curse we men which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeds blessings and cursings. My brethren, these things ought not so to be." I mean, that doesn't work. 11 says, "Does a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine fig? So can no fountain both yield salt and fresh water." He's telling you it's impossible. You can't let good stuff and bad stuff come out of your mouth and expect it to work. It doesn't work that way. I want to read one more, if you don't mind. Hope you don't mind, because I'm going to read it. Mark chapter 11. You may be very familiar with this. Let's start at verse 22. "And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God." We've already said this in a previous program. That actually means have the God kind of faith. 23 says, "For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say," won't you underline every time it says say in here, okay? "That whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Therefore, since I just told you that, listen to this. "Therefore, I say unto you, What things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and ye shall have them. Now, folks, this ought to prove it to you how important words are. In fact, I'm going to give you one more. You ready? Isaiah chapter 45, the last three verses. It says, verse 23 says, I have sworn in my own name, I have spoken with the truth, and I will not go back on my word. Every knee will bow and every tongue will declare allegiance to me. The people will decree. Now listen, that means the people will be saying, confessing, the Lord is the source of all my righteousness and strength. All right, come on now. There's Isaiah right there prophesying that people would be opening their mouth and declaring that they are righteous in Jesus Christ in that day. Okay, so let's go all the way back to the beginning in the Garden of Eden. All right. God created the heavens and the earth, verse 1. And the earth was void and without form, and darkness was on the face of the deep, verse 2. Verse 3 says, and God said, let there be light. If you really want to look at the Hebrew, it says, light be, and there was light. And it says, light was. So God didn't come out on the scene and, you know, verse 2 just told us it was darkness. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. It was dark when God came out and said, light be. Now, aren't we glad that he didn't come out and say, whoo, sure is dark. Good gracious, Jesus, it's dark out here. No, because then it got a lot more darkness. Because God understands, if anybody understands, there's power in your words. That's what Hebrews 11 told us. He says that we understand that the complete universe was created by the word of God. Well, then it goes on to describe a little further down that we were created in his likeness. Now, there's two parts to this, and this is another long one. But yeah, you were formed out of the dust, but it says God breathed into his nostrils the life of God. And God created it, said, let's make man like us. And what is the like us that we've been created to be? It's not like us necessarily in physical form as much as it is the ability to open our mouth. There's no other creature on the face of this earth that can speak words like God speaks words. These are creative tools that God gave us to use in this creation. What do you know, Adam? What was his first job? What was the job Adam had? He had to name all the bugs and the birds and the animals. I mean, there's got to be a million bugs. What a job. I believe he talked to the Lord, and the Lord helped him, but he opened his mouth, and he named everything on this earth. Folks, we're created in that same likeness and same image to open our mouth and speak powerful words into this creation. Now, you think you're going to get anything good if you're going around cursing everybody? Or you go down the street and you just curse every red light you come to and try to blow them off the pole? Or somebody drives a little faster than you and you just call them all kind of names and hope they crash their car and all that stuff? God's trying his best to keep you from getting all that. And then we go to church and get down that altar and say, Lord, thank God, by his stripes you're healed. And we wonder why it doesn't happen. Well, folks, we got to get trained in this. We got to stay with our mouth and get, like Mark chapter 11 says, if you believe what you say, you can have whatsoever you say. Quickly, Romans 4:17 says that God calls things that be not as though they were, and we're created in that same image. Now, listen, folks, you need to start confessing the righteousness of God in Christ. Don't let the devil convince you to say anything else. Oh, brother, tell it like it is. No, don't tell it like it is. You're going to keep getting what you got. And that's bad English, but it's the truth. We need to call things that be not as though they were, and we need to speak the truth of God's word. And the truth is that you have been made the righteousness of God in Christ. Folks, you need Jesus, call on him. Ask him to come into your heart and save you. He'll do it. He'll do it right now. If you did, the angels are rejoicing and we're rejoicing. We're out of time, folks. Just want to let you know we love you so much. Thanks for coming to Saturate. We'll be here again, same time, same place tomorrow. Bye-bye.